Though my eyes were gummed with blood, my helmet gone, I swore I saw Kurz smiling as he looked down on me, as at one of his slaves. The bastard. Even now I believe he found it amusing. All the horror, the dirty shame of treachery, and how it stuck to all of our skins. We, Primarchs, we who were supposed to be the best of all men, turned out to be the very worst. Conrad had always enjoyed irony like that. It brought us all down to his level.
You are full of surprises.
At first I thought it was Kurz again. My sense of time and space was colliding, but not connecting, making it hard to focus properly. But he never said that to me at Istvan. He never said anything else after that moment. No, it was Horus speaking. That cultured tonality, that deep basso which had made this treachery possible. Only he could have done it. I just didn't know why. Not yet. I opened my eyes at last and saw before me the patrician countenance of a once noble man. Some would call him demigod, I suppose. Perhaps we all were, in our different ways. But then gods were supposed to be superstition, honored by lesser credulous men. And yet here we all were. Giants, warrior kings, supermen in every aspect. One of us even had wings, beautiful, white, angelic wings. Looking back now, I cannot fathom why no one looked at Sanguinius and wondered if he were really a god. Lupercal, I began, but Horus cut me off with a mirthless laugh.
Oh, Vulcan, you really were badly beaten.
He was armored in black, a suit I'd only seen him wearing once before, and which bore no resemblance to either the lunar wolves of his origin or the sons of Horus that he led afterwards. As much as he wore it, the black also bled off him in waves, like it wasn't armor at all, but some dark anima enclosing him. I had felt it before, caught some inkling of the man he was becoming, but to my shame, did nothing to prevent it. An eye glowered in the midriff, blazing and orange like nocturne sun, but without the honest heat of natural fire. He gripped my chin with a taloned power fist, and I felt the claws pinch. What do you want with me? To kill me like you killed my sons? Where is this place you have me imprisoned? As my eyes adjusted, healing through the gifts my exceptional father gave me, I saw only darkness. It reminded me of the shadow Kurz cast over me when I was at his mercy on the plains of Istvan.
You are right about one thing, Horus said,
his voice changing as I grew more lucid, becoming gradually sharper and more rigid.
You are a prisoner. A very dangerous one, I think. As to my purpose,
he laughed again,
I honestly don't know yet.
I blinked once, twice, and the face before me transformed into another, one I could scarcely believe. Robute? My brother, the Primarch of the 13th Legion Ultramarines, had drawn a gladius. It looked ceremonial. Never blooded.
Is that who you see?
Gilliman asked, eyes narrowing before he slid the blade into my bare flesh. Only then did I realize I was unarmored, and sense the fetters around my wrists, ankles, and neck. The gladius bit deep, burning at first, but then growing colder around the wound. It was sunk into my chest, all the way to hilt. My eyes widened. What is this? Breath knifed through my lungs, bubbling up through the blood rising in my throat, making me gurgle. He laughed.
It's a sword, Vulcan.
I gritted my teeth, anger clamping my mouth shut. His voice changed again as Gilliman leaned in close, and I could no longer see his face, but felt his charnel breath upon my cheek.
"Oh, I think I'm going to like this, brother. You definitely won't, but I will."
He hissed, as if savouring the thought of whatever tortures he was already concocting, and it put me in mind of soft chiropteran wings. My jaw hardened as I discovered the true identity of my tormentor, his name escaping through my clenched teeth like a curse.
"Curse!"